There we go. All right. You know, as we usually say, when the recorder is in play, then we are at play, ladies and gentlemen. G5 Radio. A nice rainy week. Post Memorial Day soberness, if you want to call it. But speaking of sober, teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PAMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good day. How you doing?
Good day. How about good night?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So how was your Memorial Day, sir?
It was pretty good, man. I can't complain.
Okay. Growing and chilling?
We just stayed home, relaxed, man. Went to church.
Okay.
We didn't do anything Memorial Day itself, man. We just laid low to get ready for this week and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not bad. Now, for me, got the brand new grill. And, man, I'll tell you this. I respect Mr. GPS because he has the grilling skills to put it together. Man, it took my ass about 6 hours. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, man. Shit, grills are hard to put together. Like, put together little erector sets.
Oh, erector sets. No, it was like putting together, like, an addition to a house. It was that bad. So, either way, I got it in there. A couple bruises. You know, of course, you know, when you try to hammer a screw, you know, to make sure it just stays in.
What kind of grill did you get, just out of curiosity?
It's called a Charbroil 800 Deluxe.
Is it a, Weber grill?
No, it's called Charbroil.
Okay.
Yeah. Webster's are good. Weber's are good, or Webster's.
Yeah.
But see, for me, I can't fuck with the gasoline or the propane. I just got this bad feeling something's gonna happen.
No, I don't mess with propane, man. Mm-hmm. It's just too unstable.
Yeah, for me, it's like that Final Destination thing, man. I feel like I'm gonna grill and boom. Next thing you know, I got a leg, you know, somebody's arm, you know, laying on my plate. I ain't trying to have that. So, but either way, it worked out very well. Man, grilled everything you can think of, from steaks to little shish kebabs, or as we call them, binchos, corn, the whole deal, you name it, we had it. And of course, Mr. GPS's favorite drink, the refajo, the soda pop mixed with beer, and have a nice little chemical agent kick to it. So everybody enjoyed themselves. It was a good time. So I'll definitely be getting a use out of that grill.
Drums, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Summertime.
summer, got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
But let's get use out of all these news beats that we got going on here. So we got to get the soundboard ready. So soundboard, let's do it. You know, Mr. Cortez, days after we talked about Mr. Bieber and how much of an asshole people think he is, he's still getting beef butt from other people. The newest person now is none other than former NFL star, current ESPN personality, Keyshawn Throw Me the Damn Ball Johnson.
Wow.
Yes. He recently had a few stern words with his neighbor, Mr. Bieber, who was allegedly driving recklessly through their gated Calabasas community. Ooh, the gated community. Where is the quote here? Of course, our buddies at TMZ are, giving us this information here first-handed. Now, supposedly, Bieber zipped by in his Ferrari. Now, there's a quote here that says, when Keyshawn got to Justin Bieber's pad, he blocked Justin's Ferrari in the driveway and got out of his car to confront him face-to-face. But Justin ran inside of the home, and he refused to come out. That's a sign of a bitch. Mr. Cool, your thoughts?
He did right. I think he did right, man, because if he would have came out and would have did something irrational, they would have been like, why didn't you just stay in the house and call the cops up? So I think he did right.
So you're on Bieber's side on this?
Yeah, I wouldn't have came out my house and called the cops up, man, because...
Angry black man, help me!
I mean, hey, man, you better off not even trying to jump out into this situation like that. Because you don't know, man. You don't know what the mindset of this guy might be.
That's true. A former football star who is famous for just saying, give me the damn ball. Trust me. He's making his money in ESPN, don't get me wrong. But, man, you don't want to cross him. You don't want to cross him. What would be a word of advice for the Bieber?
If I was him, man, I'd just be nice. Nice to people. I don't know what issues they have with him at this point. But he has somewhat created a hate group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you could say that he is a part of this group with none other than Mr. Jon Bon Jovi. And who knows, man? This could become a clique. This could be the Bieber Basher clique. Copyright that.
First, I'm armed till I'm on an island. My life's riding on an autobahn, on autopilot.
Before I touch dirt, I'll kill y'all with kindness. I kill ya, my natural persona's much worse. You've been warned, if you've been born or if you conform. Slap up a cop and then snatch him out of his uniform. Leave him with his socks, hard bottoms and boomers on. And hang him by his balls from the horn of a unicorn. Y'all niggas intellect mad slow, y'all facts know. Claiming you banging, you flaming. Bet you could light your own cigarette with your asshole. Me and Shady dead at the pass, so that basically resurrected my cash flow. I might rap tight as the snatch of a fat dyke. Though I ain't rap tight, my blood type's the 80s. My 90s was like the Navy, you was like the Brady's. You still fly kites daily.
Catch me in my Mercedes, bumping ice, ice, baby. Screaming Shady till I die, like I have a paradise. Life's crazy, so I live it to the fullest. Till I'm Swayze and you only live it once. So I'm thinking about this nice, nice land. Wait, don't stop me now before I get on a roll. Let me tell you what this pretty little dame's name is, cause she's kinda famous. And I hope that I don't sound too heinous when I say this. Nicki Minaj, what I wanna stick my penis in your anus. You more stick that I'm a genius. Really, I belong inside a dang insane asylum. Can't try them trailer parks crazy. I am back and I am razor sharp. Baby in this back with a capital B with an exclamation mark. Maybe you should listen when I flip the linguistics. Cause I wanna rip this mystical slick shit. You don't wanna become another victim of statistic of this shit. Cause after I spit the bullets, I'ma treat these shell cakes like a soccer ball. I'ma kick the ballistics, so get this dick from
the life in the fast lane. Moving at the speed of life and I can't slow down. Only got a gallon in the gas tank, but I'm almost at the finish line, so I can't stop now. I don't really know where I'm headed, cause I'm enjoying the ride. Don't roll till I drop and ride till I die.
To be relaxed in orbit at war with a bottle as Captain Morgan attacks my organs. My slow flow is euphoric, it's like I rap endorphins. I made a pact with the devil that says I let you take me, you let me take a shovel, dig up the corpse of Jack Kevorkian. Go back and forfeit more beef than you can pack a fork in. I'm living the life of the infinite enemy down. My tenement chimney now, the sinister remedy pal. Spin him around, entering in the vicinity.
Now it's calling him an enemy, threw it a candy and ate the rap. I chewed him up and spitted him out. Girl, get up, now get it down. He's looking around, it's clubbing, it looks like people are having a shit fit now. Yeah, little trailer trash, take a look who's back and tip the town. Did a sister start a motherfucker? Fuck them all. He's just a whole motherfucking Walmart. Dipped it down every time he comes a flip round. And he came to the club tonight with 5'9 to hold this bitch down. Like a motherfucking chicken of war, he's trying to drift to drown. Shorty, when you dance, you got me captivated. Just by the way that you keep licking them dicks like a lips, I'm agitated, aggravated. To the point you don't suck my dick and you're gonna get decapitated. Other words, you don't fucking give me head, then I'ma have to take
and
it.
And after taking that, I'ma catch your case. It's gonna be fascinating. This gon' say the whole rap ain't passed away on top of the affidavit. Activator, meaning I'm on fire off the top. Might wanna back up data. Rolling over hip hop in a verbal tractor trailer. Homie, they sick. You can normally ask a hater. Don't it make sense? These shell cases is just like a bag of paper dropped in the lap of a tax evader. Homie, they spit.
And I make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What girl on the cracker later? Percolator, this party. Be my penis ejaculator later. Tell your boyfriend that you just struck beta. You're rolling with a player. You won't be exaggerating when you say you're living
life in the fast lane. Moving at the speed of life and I can't slow down. Got a gallon in the gas tank, but I'm almost at the finish line, so I can't stop now. I don't really know where I'm headed, cause I'm enjoying the ride. Don't go till I drop and ride till I die. I'm living life in the fast lane.
Enough with that. We got a new update here from our story that we talked about last week. So, soundboard once again. All right, Mr. Cortez, remember the leg drop that was heard around the world?
Yes, I remember the leg drop that was heard around the world, man.
Yes, Mr. Miguel, of course, you know, he leg dropped a couple chicks while trying to do his song. I think it was called Adorn. He goes on a Twitter rant. On his Twitter page this week, Miguel boldly announced that black people are the most judgmental people in the world. They don't judge you. Fuck off. Mr. Cortez, do you feel as if this is the case with Miguel?
I think I have heard worse So I don't know. I have heard worse, so I'm like, okay.
Well, I can continue on here. He says, I am proud of my heritage, but honestly, black people are the most judgmental people in the world. What else did he say? He said, we've been conditioned, pre-programmed to hate ourselves. Now, but here's a nice little twist. He is African-American, but also of Mexican heritage. So he's getting a lot of backlash from the community. And a lot of these tweets started because he was being criticized for basically, quote-unquote, selling his soul in music.
Oh, so they wanted, I guess they wanted him to just sing Spanish, predominantly Spanish-type music.
You know what? I'm not really sure. No, well, if he's saying that African Americans are the most judgmental people,
I think everybody's judgmental, man. It's how you take it. You know, I think everybody is. It just, you know, unfortunately, he did step on that girl's head, man. I mean,
he didn't step on it. He kicked the shit out of both girls, not just one. It was two of them.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting no response from that man. Like no positive response from that. Did he make a public apology for what he did?
He did. He actually met with the one person and with the one girl that he leg dropped. And, you know, they said, you know, everything was fine, everything was cool. But like you said before, don't be surprised if there is a lawsuit coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because somebody got injured, man. But, you know, it depends on how he smoothed it out with his fans, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. I don't know, but it's just one of these things. I think what it is, really, I think his sales are not as great as they should be. So I think he's trying to develop some drama so he can try to get more sales of his record.
He shouldn't have to. I think he's very talented. He may not be like, what's that, the Latin singer, Prince, what's his name, man?
Prince Royce. Hey, wait a minute now. Well, hold on now. Prince Royce is a fan of the show now.
I know. I love Prince Royce. Yeah. I love him, man.
Big ups to Mr. Royce. He's actually coming to Philly again. So
yeah, that's all my students keep talking about, man. Mm-hmm. That's all my students. They want to see him.
Well, you know what? You could tell them that your show, our show, got the exclusive, like about a year or so back, got an exclusive interview with him before he blew up, when he was right here in Philly.
Yeah, because he did the Penn's Landing, right? He was at Penn's Landing, if I recall, man.
He's going to be in Penn's Landing. But
yeah, there.
He was at the what was that called? The not the TLA. Oh God, what is it? It's down by Arch Street. Damn. I think you know what I'm talking about. It's down by Arch Street. Anyway, he was there, and you know he just kicked it out. He kicked it out with the whole crowd and everything like that. I mean, he really, really did a great job. I mean, everybody was just so happy with him. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, he's good, man. I heard, yeah, I'm really, yeah, I wouldn't mind going to see him myself, man. Cause he's got a nice voice, man. I get that to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He does. So just to prove, people, that, you know, we're not a fly-by-night place here. But I just want to see what this other drop is here. We got so many commercial drops that we have from people. Sometimes we just can't keep up with them.
Sigo aquí, a pesar de lo malo, de ese oscuro pasado, siempre estoy junto a ti. Sigo aquí, abrazado a lo nuestro, a este amor tan inmenso, que no sabe morir. He llorado tanto más que el cielo, lágrimas de dolor. He tocado fondo tantas veces luchando por tu amor. Soy incondicional, un amor tan real, que no juzga, que sueña, que sufre y perdona, un amor de verdad. Soy incondicional, un amor tan real, que no espera algo a cambio, que no tiene horario, un amor de verdad. un amor verdadero se entrega por completo, y eso hice por ti. Te he llorado tanto más que el cielo, lágrimas de dolor. He tocado fondo tantas veces luchando por tu amor. Soy incondicional, un amor tan real, que no juzga, que sueña, que sufre y perdona, un amor de verdad. Soy incondicional, un amor tan real, que no espera algo a cambio, que no tiene horario, un amor de verdad. Un amor tan real.
Oh yes, let's go into our entertainment part here. Well, everything is all entertainment for us, but soundboard, do it again. All right, sir, I gotta admit this. Well, I can't. I'm not saying I gotta admit this, but last night I saw Fast and Furious 6. That shit was hot. Big ups to The Rock, Vin Diesel, the whole crew, Luda. That joint was hot, man. You gotta see it.
Man, I gotta check it out, dang. Because, man, I thought it was so... Vin Diesel has made another... Definitely another appearance, but also The Rock made another appearance in this movie?
The Rock's in it. He was in the last one, yes. But now this was like the final one.
Oh, yeah, I know they were. It's like they look tracking them down again or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they come in, and man, I'm telling you, think of it this way: it's like the crew meets with their alter egos.
Oh,
put it that way. They meet up with, it's like Bizarro Land, you know. They meet with their equals in a parallel universe. So, but it was good, man. It was good. So, I definitely give it, two thumbs up. And, I can't complain about it. So, I was fortunate and I saw it. I won't mention how I saw it, but I saw the movie. Mr. Cortez knows what I'm talking about. And some of the fans know what I'm talking about, too. So, I'll just digress with that.
Illegal transactions.
No, it's not.
Illegal transactions.
It just accidentally falls into my lap. You know, I can't do that. But, I mean, but like I said, the movie overall was awesome. You know, action was just, beyond compare. You know, so I definitely, recommend to everybody to go and get it. So, but I have something here that talks about the movie itself. I just want to read this here. If I could just grab it as quick as I can. I hope I can. Where the hell is it? I know I saw it here. Damn, maybe I didn't see it. Wow. When your eyes kind of deceive you, it's like they really deceive you.
It's called old age, man.
Shut up, man. I don't hear that.
That's what's called old age, my brother.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, but wait a minute. Here it is. There's about the Fast and Furious talking about it right here. Basically, we'll talk about the whole series. The first one started in 2001. We're already in the 13th year of this joint. But it didn't do that hot. Actually,
the first one
didn't do that hot at all. But
I thought it did okay for what it was saying. I thought it did okay.
Yeah, it did all right, but it didn't do that great. Which I like the ones.
Yeah.
But the second one made about $127 million, and the I'm sorry, the first one made $145 million. The second one wasn't that hot, where it made $127 million. Then the third one, Tokyo Drift, it was all right.
That was bad, man. I like no Tokyo Drift,
it
man.
It was all right. Well, could have been because of Bow Wow? Never mind.
It wasn't even that. It's just, I think at that time, people were not drifting. Like, I think it probably did good in Tokyo because that was the end thing at that time. Like, cats were in the United States weren't drifting off of cliffs like that. We just weren't into that.
Yeah. Well, it only made $62 million, and it had that uncredited cameo in the finale with Vin Diesel. That's why people were probably dropping that money down there. But the other Fast and Furious came in 2009, did $155. Fast 5 followed with $210 million 2011. And this weekend, Fast and Furious 6 opened to $120 million. Fourth highest debut in a Memorial Day history weekend.
That's a sequel, too. That's not like an original. That's a sequel.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so definitely pickups to the Fast and Furious crew and everything. So we definitely are down with it. Because we know that we can't do that here in Philly. If we try to do something like that in Philly, we'll just get T-boned and that's it. We're done. So.
We'll get busted up, man.
We'll get fucked.
Cop roll up. Cop pull us out. Like, oh, you want to play Fast and Furious, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? So here. Why don't you play this? And this is called a nightstick. Bang!
Yeah, so. I know you got that bleed on a curb.
Yeah, man.
Sean Khalid from Mad.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eyed stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment,
same ones that I ride with, be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown whip. My new bra does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with, ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all. Making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is call. Catch you if you fall. Young Khalifa.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now.
One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
I'm not
to be played with, because it can get dangerous. See,
I
these people I ride with. This moment, we own it.
This the biggest day of my life. We got big guns. Been graduated from knives. It's the day in the life and I'm ready to ride. Got the spirit, I'm feeling like a kill inside. Oh, financial outbreak, I'm free but I ain't out yet. Ride with the plug so I'm close to the outlet. At the red light rim sitting offset. I look better on your girl than
her outfit.
Stuck to the plan. Always said that we would stand up, never ran. We the fam and loyalty never change up. Been down since day one, look at where we came from. Jumping out on anybody who try to say something. One thing about it, got a problem, I got the same one. Money rolls, we fold. Plenty clubs, we close. Follow the same code. Never turn our backs, our cars don't even lose control.
One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
I ride or die
to be played with, because it could get dangerous. See,
I ride or die
people I ride with.
let's a couple more things before we wrap up here. So and this one is kind of weird here, and I'll bring this to your attention. Hold on. Mr. Cortez, of course, you are a proud new papa.
Yes,
now,
I am.
Now, when you hear of little ones having issues or parents having issues with their babies, you know, it kind of will give you get you a little pissed off here. But what would you say if I were to tell you that they rescued a baby in China from a sewer pipe after being flushed down a toilet? What the hell is wrong with people?
What country is that again?
China.
Is it? Let me guess, man. Probably was a girl. It was a girl, wasn't it?
Well, it says here that it was in Jinhua, Zhejiang province in China. A newborn Chinese baby. And this is straight from the NY Daily News, so don't try to come at us with how we're mentioning this. This is what the reporters wrote. A newborn Chinese baby was rescued from a toilet pipe after he was flushed away by his parents. Chinese firefighter. Go ahead.
I'm cussing because I know it's like a serious issue with, you know, you like Chinese families, the more boys you have, the more, you know, the whole clout thing. But Dad, that got me, man. It was a boy?
Yeah, it was a boy.
Okay.
What if the placenta... Concept. The placenta was still attached. So
Yeah,
man. I'm telling you. You're right. 2-day-old child. Firefighters sawed out an L-shaped section this past weekend after neighbors reported hearing crying. Baby was taken to a nearby hospital. Doctors cut around and pulled out the abandoned infant. Big ups to all those people that heard what's going on. And definitely, when you find these people, you know, I don't know. Give them a water torture. Do something. But man, if you see the pictures of how thin this pipe was, crazy. Absolutely crazy. It literally, when you look at the baby, you thought it was a doll. But that's how small this baby was. It was able to fit into the pipe. Mad.
Man, that's crazy.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. So, oof. All I know is, people, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have kids, do what you got to do. Treat the kid right. If you're not, skeet, the back seat. Simple as that. That's your public service announcement for the evening.
Yes.
Up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's rock the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years older, she's having a baby, in love with the molester who's sexing her crazy. And yeah, and also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away with hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let
let her suspect. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's her name, she's got a baby.
Let's try to get into a lighter note here to round up our day. So let me look for something here. Damn. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one right here. Let's get the soundboard for this one. All right, Mr. Cortez, what's your favorite pizza? Where do you get
from the franchises?
Franchise.
I get it from a guy. I don't go see. I don't mess with Pizza Hut and Papa John's and all of them, man.
Really? Okay.
I don't mess with them too much. The Domino's, man. I like neighborhood pizza place.
There you go.
Pizza tastes a lot better.
That's right. Support your hood. Buy pizza from your hood. Well,
I don't know. Recognize.
That's right. That's right. But this might not make you want to even think about going to a franchise. A Papa John's driver was fired after leaving a racial slur on a customer's voicemail. Damn, I didn't ask for anything extra. Let's dive into this real quick. Two pizza guys, and this is, from, of course, once again from the NY Daily News. Two pizza delivery guys get sacked after they accidentally butt dial a customer and insult him for not tipping. The customer wound up, and you'll like this, Mr. Cortez, they put it on YouTube, complete with the proof that he tipped the racist 21%. Now, the CEO actually stepped in and apologized for the incident. So, like we said, they were accidentally fired, or they accidentally, dialed the customer, and they worked in Orlando, Florida. And, they're heard mocking the person for not leaving a tip. Oh, shit. Do we got audio? Oh, shit.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Wow. This is crazy. There's actual, if you go to worldstarhiphop.com, one of our newest peoples, right there, they actually show the actual slur caught on voicemail. Then we will definitely play this for y'all, because come on now. I mean, damn, I know you want to be all funny and everything like that and joke around with your friends, but why would you want to record it and basically put yourself out there and put yourself in a noose, pardon the pun? You're really just trying to hang yourself, pardon the pun again. And like I said, if you want to see this video, and it's not, it might be Orlando, Florida, I'm not sure, but I think I see here Sanford, Florida. So I don't know how far that is from Orlando, but our fans, do let us know how far that is. Just let us know, and let us know what you think of this. Of these rash of racial slurs and receipts that you see when you go to your pizza places or your restaurants and everything. Let us know at Twitter on G5Radio.com.
I am back.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But we got the exclusive audio from our buddies at WorldStarHipHop.com of the actual voicemail of the racial remarks. So I'm trying to play this here. I don't know if you can hear it.
Find out where we were. This is the driver's missed call later on.
Yeah, the call. Call came in at 11 p.m.
This is the voicemail.
Oh, here's the voicemail.
This is the voicemail from the same driver.
Mm.
This is the time of the voicemail. At the same time as the call, 2 minutes after.
Come on, get to the good stuff. Come on.
What are we going to hear? This voicemail.
Uh-oh, here we go. Exclusive footage. G5 Radio. Oh my God! I had to interrupt with that. Mr. Cortez, you heard it. Please tell me you heard it.
I heard it, man.
Oh, my God. Exclusive footage for G5 Radio.
I tell you this, man. Good Lord. You can tell what part of the country that cat's from just by the accent. I said, okay.
He was trying to do Figaro, but the F turned into an N.
Yes, very creative.
Cool,
very creative. I gave him a 10. I give him a 10 on the creative scale, man.
Oh, man. That's
Lord.
Jesus. Oh, man. If you guys want to hear this, you just got to go. Once again, you can go through nydailynews.com, and they got the link to worldstarhiphop.com. Big ups to Worldstar Hip Hop. They bring the exclusives, and we bring the exclusives to you. So, better pizza, better delivery. Bunch of racists, Papa John's. Should that be their?
We had issue. I mean, many years ago, when I was in graduate school, we had issues with Papa John's because I forgot what they did. They delivered. First of all, they messed up delivery. They supposed to deliver something to one of my friends. They never delivered it in a timely manner. Pizza came in all cold, and we were like. By this time, we were very frustrated. We did not want to pay for the pizza. And the guy was like, you still got to pay for the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. They gave us no kind of respect whatsoever. That's why I don't mess with Papa John.
Nope. No, man. I'm telling you.
It's like a broke pimp, man. Papa John.
Like a broke
pimp. John, my ass.
Wow.
Yeah. What's my name? Papa John.
Papa John. It's like, oh, you can get us a dollar while you're out there on the street. Keep it in the closet.
What's my name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
John,
my daddy. But, man, it's just bad. It's just bad. So, sadly, we definitely give that Papa John's employees. And it's Sanford, Florida. I don't know how far it is from Orlando, but like I said, Our fans down there in the Florida area, Orlando area, let us know on Twitter, G5 Radio, all one word, G-5 Radio on Skype, or the G-Line 267776 GPHI. Just leave us a message. Let us know how far you are and what you think of this whole fiasco. But here, let me just prove this to you before we go to your final thoughts, Mr. Cortez. This is the actual promo drop from fan of the show. This is the proof to everyone that, yes, Prince Royce is down with us.
What's up, y'all? It's Prince Royce, and keep it locked right here on G5 Radio. Royce.
Bang.
Yeah, man, we're going to use that endorsement, man.
Bang. Come on, now. Come on, we don't run with the nitwits. We run with the bigums. We run with the bigums.
Yeah, we need to use that, man. Use that soundbite, bro.
Oh, we do.
That's our sound,
oh, we do. We use that. You know, I mean, come on now. We get everybody from Prince Royce to the Prince of Darkness on this show.
Yeah, we do, man. And sometimes we get his relatives up on there too, man.
Yeah, I know. I think they might have been the two delivery people that we've had to hear on TV. So who knows?
Fuck the whole industry. Try to get rid of me. Y'all must be kidding me.
One, two, one, two.
Y'all must be kidding me. Ghosts in the house. And yo, fuck the whole industry.
cut truck valley shit. Champagne spilling while we hitting every pump that my Denali hit. Outfit is 4,000 and better. The rhinestones in my Flintstone look crazy in my sweater. Paul, it's not a big fairy tale, that's my MO. Fuck bitches on the reg with no problem. Iceberg rabbits in the Fox Hill Mall. Where I caught two more, brought four for RZA. Bad boy, thank you for the special deliver. Catch me by the pool in my Tony Stark slippers. Wonder Woman arm, ghost is intelligent. Made 30 off a dust dime, I was killing them. Dip Castle 116, I was filling them. Dim days kept a Chris Coke dollar bill on them. I lived it out,
yeah.
Special delivery, I spit it out.
Special delivery,
I sniffed it out.
Special delivery,
I want that.
Special delivery, this is the remix. Special delivery, come on. Special delivery, bad boy baby. Special delivery, we won't stop. Special delivery, yeah.
Child
of the ghetto, as we
proceed. Hey yo, sign, seal, delivered in just a nick of time. Real, I'ma give it to all my designers. Rhyme in the ghetto was formed. Show power, the child of the ghetto was born. Feet first, preach to the speech, I kick in each verse. Prove that the shit you're spitting out is dirt. Depth question ya, and you're like a hustler on the first. You need work.
Come on,
stand by the grand high exalted. At your door with a portrait of the raw shit. Picture that while I spit anthrax on your CD tape, man, wax, you stand back. You don't really wanna jump the gun, and inhale this flow, it can puncture lungs. Go ahead and stand there and bump the gums. If you want the problems, we can hurry up and come bury ya. I'ma play the carrier.
Special delivery, yeah, come on. Special delivery, this is the remix. Special delivery, special delivery, come on, come on. Special delivery, yeah, yeah. Special delivery, what? Special delivery, ladies and gentlemen, get buried.
Yo, this for my niggas, them special delivery. Bang your head off to this, fucking up your memory. I'll shake your cradle and rock your boat. Buck 50 your face and then butter your throat. It don't matter where you've been or where you at. I'm here now and I'm banging. Kid, you softer than the Queen of England. Phraseologist, natural philosopher, wordsmith. Authentical, metaphorical lyricist. Sharp descriptive writer, killer biter. Panty raider, party exciter. Yo, Murray, what the deal? Yeah, I'm gutter. What I utter got you timid, hesitating like a stutter. Oxymoron, don't be dumb. I school niggas like the United Negro College Fund. I see you plotting, scheming, trying to snake. And when you do, I'ma give it to you. Special delivery.
I want that.
Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. Get with me now. Come on. Special delivery. Bad boy, baby. Special delivery.
Hey, yo, hold up a second. This is the remix, so let's bring back my man, Craig Mack.
Hey, yo, you must want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the dumbest motherfucker alive. You fear you gonna survive. You couldn't move through my terrain, even in four-wheel drive. And I'm your highness, finest. You hungry, try this, buy this, live this. I take my rap style real serious. What you think, it ain't that serious? I bang clubs, the streets is getting hot. See, Mac won't stop until Mac's on top. Young Black America, my CD dropped. 2002, change hip hop. Boom, shake your bones. I'm talking cyclones and terradomes like Mel Gibson's. My heat will cook you, boy. Hooked you, boy. Mac came and shook you, boy. From the bitches.
Some of bitches.
Special delivery. Take that. Come on. Special delivery. Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. G-Dep. Special delivery. Come on now. Special delivery. Child of the ghetto. Special delivery. 115.
Special
delivery.
Yeah.
Special delivery.
I want that.
Alumni, baby.
Special
delivery.
Need that.
Go space. Special
Keep
delivery.
Give it to me.
Craig Mack.
Special delivery. I want that.
I'm that boy that's gonna
ding
the bad boy, baby.
Yeah.
Special delivery.
Can I have that?
Special delivery.
Come on.
Special delivery.
I want that.
Special delivery.
I need that.
Special delivery. That's a whole slobber knocker of drama for today. So I'm telling you, man, all that shit makes me kind of tired. But one thing that we cannot let go, sir, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the dead to honest truth, is our final thoughts with Mr. Cortez. It is a staple of this show. So soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
To all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. Sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
And my final thoughts, pretty much, is folks.
Oh shit.
You gotta watch what you say. Cause sometimes what you say, it can lead to getting a and they foot broke up in you if you don't watch what you say. I just been looking at the media, man, and people say whatever they want to say, and they're not thinking about the backlash of what they say. They're just saying stuff just to be saying stuff.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So my words to the wise, be very careful what you say. It might bite you.
Okay.
I'm doing a clean version.
I was just going to say, I was like, wow, he is kind of clean. So, okay, that's fine. So, am I allowed to say, can I translate what you're going to say? Or what you just said?
Oh, please.
Okay.
I prefer you to translate it.
Okay, what he basically says, well, you got to watch your mouth or somebody's going to put a
foot up your ass.
Plans.
Right on.
So
I can't say too much now.
Yes. Because
I got the little one in the next room.
That's right. You don't want to say, next thing you know, Daddy, foot your ass. You don't want that. So, either way, we appreciate everybody listening this evening. And just remember, anybody that has any comments, criticisms, anything that you want to hear, any new arts that you want to give to us so we can display to the world, just let us know at G5 Radio, all one word, on Twitter, G-5 Radio on Skype, and the G line, which is always open, 267-776-GPHI. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are on iTunes. We are official on iTunes. So keep listening to us. We're on there. We're all over the place. Big ups to New Zealand. Big ups to Mother Russia. And of course, the Caribe. And everybody in LA and Philly, like I said, G5 is worldwide, and it's showing. It's showing. Fan base is immense, and of course, it wouldn't be immense if we didn't have the talent like we do here with Mr. Cortez and Mr. GPS, etc., etc. So I thank y'all. I thank y'all much. So for now, we're going to roll, but just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't, and si se puede. Peace.
Down with us. Keyboard Money Mike is down with us. ICU, you know he's down with us. D-Nice and Mick Food are down with us. Miss Melody, she's down with us. Just Ice and DMX are down with us. My manager Mo, he's down with us. Castle D, boy, he's down with us. DJ Red Alert, he's down with us. RoboCop, boy, he's down with us. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one, one, one. One. People still taking rapping for a joke, a passing hope, or a phase with a rope. Sometimes I choke and try to believe when I get challenged by a million MCs. I try to tell them we're all in this together. My album was raw because no one would ever think like I think and do what I do. I stole the show and then I leave without a clue. What do you think makes up a KRS? Concisive teaching or very clear speaking? Ridiculous bass, aggravating treble. Rebel, renegade, must stay paid. Not by financial aid, but a rate of hits causing me to take long trips. I'm the original teacher of this type of style. Rocking off beat with a smile or a smirk or a chuckle. Yes, some are not up to BDP posse, so I love to step in the jam and slam. I'm not Superman, because anybody can or should be able to rock off turntables. Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin. But here's where the problem starts, no heart. Because of that, a lot of groups fell apart. Rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school. Cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this. Cause we'll be the old school artists. And even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style, ruthless and wild. Running around, spending money, having fun. Cause even then, I'm still number one, 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 one. The KRS-One, of course, comes to express with style the loss. Ways of rhyming, old and new, past and present. Knock, knock, who is it? A brand new style, time to change. People
people talk about me when they see me on stage. Live in action, guaranteed raw. I hang with the rich and I work for the poor. Now tomorrow you can say you saw KRS-One stomping once more. I play by ear, I love to steer the Alfa Romero from here to there. I grab the beer, but not in the ride, cause I'm not stupid, I don't drink and drive. I'm not a beginner, amateur or local. My album is selling because of my vocals. You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now it's my turn, and I am concerned about idiots posing as kings. What are we here to rule? I thought we posed to sing. And if we ought to sing, then let's begin to teach. Many of you are educated, open your mouth and speak. KRS-One is something like a total renegade. Except I don't steal, I rhyme to get paid. Airplanes flying, overseas people dying. Politicians lying, I'm trying not to escape, but hit the problem head on. I'm bringing out the truth in a song. So BDP, short for Boogie Down Productions, made a little noise cause the crew was saying something. People have the nerve to take me for a gangster, an ignorant one, something closer to a prankster. Doing petty crimes, going straight to penitentiary. But in the scale of crime, that's really elementary. This beat is now compelling me to explain in silence why my last gym was so violent. It's simple, BDP will teach reality. No beating around a bush, straight up, just like the P is free. So now you know, a poet's job is never done. But I'm never overworked, cause I'm still number one. One, 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 one. Kumo D, he's down with us. Eric B and Rakim, they're down with us. Stetsasonic, they're down with us. Dana Dane, he's down with us. Sleeping Bag Records, they're down with us. My lawyer Jay, he's down with us. Jive RCA is down with us. Naked Funky Music is a must. I'm number one, one, one.